Hi there, welcome back to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Today we're talking about virtual workforce collaboration. There are two other episodes in this specific series where we talk about what a virtual workforce is all about and what the gig economy is about. And those two put together, you will understand how virtually we have this whole world of work that as small business owners we cannot ignore. So we're going to talk about virtual workforce collaboration today in a lot more detail. And what that means is, how do you get those workers who work virtually to collaborate in a way that brings you good value for your business, good revenue, and happy employees or happy gig economy workers. Zuwana Reed, welcome back in studio.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you here. Briefly, tell us who you are.
So I'm a consultant with ThinkRoom. I'm consulting, and we have quite a lot of virtual teams in Africa. And I think we have a very good grip on those virtual teams and how to do collaboration with them.
Yeah.
And then obviously the management.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I'm Catherine Young, you know me well. But today we're going to be sharing the session a little bit, because it's a conversation more than anything else where we have extensively been working over the last 2 or 3 years with virtual teams. And they could have been employees directly, or they could have been contractors, or just provide services externally, doesn't matter. But they have been dispersed all over Africa. And Zuwanda has been critical in managing that team across Africa. So you wanted to ask me some questions for
a
change. Yes.
So let's start with, why is a virtual workforce collaboration important?
Okay. So Zuwanda, as you know, we have a number of people working across Africa. And for me, as a small business owner, the one thing that keeps me up the most at night, honestly, truthfully spoken, is when I feel that the team's not gelling or working together. So as a small business, you know that there's no place to hide. So it's not like you can work in a big corporate where there's space or cushioning. It is what it is. It's a small business, and every team member has a very specific role, and they have to play that role. And fortunately or unfortunately, in this business, the experience that we have is that almost half of our workforce is virtual. So even more so, it worries me when I feel that the team's not collaborating enough, because every man or woman should be counted. So why is it important? I think it's important that they're aligned, because we're working towards what a client wants. So it's a common goal. And it's important for every one of them to work together, know their roles, their responsibilities, to what that client need is.
To make sure that silo effect doesn't happen.
100% right. And just, so you make such a good point, that thing of, this is my little world, and I'm only responsible for this. In a small business, doesn't work. And more so not in a virtual business, because everybody has to help keep the client happy. So for me, that's the one thing. It's of those all aligned people having to be aligned and working to a common goal. We've seen often, right, that a lack of alignment results in an incredible amount of rework.
Definitely.
Right? In fact, I should be asking you that question.
Definitely. So yeah, if there is misalignment in the team, and the one, that's where that silo effect comes in. And I think that everybody is working on PR, for instance. And this one is working on social media, this one is working on Twitter, and we're not collaborating and bringing all of that together. You could just as well have 3 different reports to 3 different clients, to 3 different entities, to 3 different audiences, and nothing gets pulled together. So that misalignment and that, yes, so collaboration in that part, I do feel, and there should be a common goal always in the...
I'm sorry, cut. Zuwanda, the other thing I'm finding with why virtual workforce collaboration is important is we learn different cultures. We learn how different people think, and we learn how different geographies operate.
Definitely, because I mean, in South Africa, we have a certain culture of braaiing.
Yes. barbecue for those who don't understand the word.
In other countries, it's a barbecue.
Yes.
We have certain ways of expressing ourselves in our culture that is maybe very toned down in other cultures. You may offend someone with a handshake.
Yeah.
Which correct. Maybe by us, you offend if you don't.
Exactly.
So yes, there's definitely big cultural differences.
Yeah.
And it's not an east to west thing.
Yeah.
It's on the African continent.
Yeah. Very good point.
So it's definitely not that. It's. I almost want to say that I never thought that would happen on the African continent because we are all Africans.
That's right.
That's how
that's
I
right.
see it.
That's right.
But it's not.
So many different cultural differences. Yes. In fact, there's one country specifically that we work with where we have virtual resources on the ground. And I won't mention the country, of course, but I have learned, to my own shame, that I felt incredibly offended when they would pitch up an hour or 2 hours late for a meeting. Incredibly offended.
And it's the norm.
And it's okay. Mm-hmm. And just last week, I had a similar session with the same country, and they were late for the meeting. And the person who came in said to me, "I'm sorry we're late for the meeting. It was raining. And we did not want to risk driving in the rain when we're in a city we don't know." And for the first time I realized, my goodness, maybe I'm too quick to judge. Culturally, the safety is more important than being on time for the meeting. And it's that. So that's the other thing for me, why virtual collaboration is important. We learn about people, we learn about their cultures, and we grow.
We definitely do. I always thought that we battle in South Africa to have these 11 official languages.
Yeah.
11 is nothing compared to the rest of the continent.
Yeah.
In Kenya, you have 42.
Yeah.
In the Ivory Coast, you have 39.
Wow.
In Ghana, you have something like 35.
Wow.
And everybody is there. I almost want to say that's where the African thing comes in. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to make the African continent work.
Yeah.
So somehow language is never a barrier.
I love that, what you're saying.
That I have realized.
I love what you're saying with that.
Yes, experiencing the cultures and everything, but somehow I always understand my taxi driver and he understands me. If we speak in English or he's speaking French, somehow we get around that language barrier and make things happen.
Yeah.
It just
absolutely, I absolutely love that. There are some suggestions that I feel that we've learned in our small business on how to make this virtual collaboration work, and let's have this discussion because you're very much a part of it. This thing of the importance of workers, virtual workers or virtual giggers, being online and available, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about
happen.
That? Mm.
You cannot be a virtual team if you are not connected.
Yeah.
For me, it is as good as you not being at work for one day if you are not connected.
That's correct.
Obviously, there are events where the virtual team normally goes out to. Yeah. They may not have connectivity for that time period when they're at the event or whatever the case may be. But when you are at your office, you need to be connected because that is our way. That's our office.
Exactly.
It's
100%
for
right.
me, if you are offline, for me that is an indication of you are either ill or you have vacation.
Yes.
But you have to be online.
I love what you said about that your office. You've just described it actually. It is exactly what it is. This virtual world is the office. So
that green dot on Skype
means you're sitting at your desk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whether that means you're driving in your car or not, that doesn't matter. It means you're available for the rest of the team. And for me, that's an important thing. When team members, when they work virtually, to be available, regardless of where they are, that doesn't matter. It's about being online.
I think with the online, I think we are very privileged to be able to work from anywhere.
Exactly.
I don't have to go into an office and be there at 8 o'clock in the morning and leave at 5 and sit in traffic or wait. I can work from home.
Yeah.
I can work from an airport while I'm traveling. Yeah. All I need is Wi-Fi and connectivity.
That's right.
I can work on the road. I can wherever I can go or wherever I am privileged to go, I have the ability to be productive.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly. I'm thinking of, there was a call, an urgent call a week or two ago that Zwanda made to me early morning. Oh, you were just coming back from one of your travels, actually. Yeah. And I can remember, well, I was sitting in the gym on the spinning bike, busy exercising. And when the call came through, I could take it. So the good news is that that was my fastest hour ever cycle, because I didn't even realize it. But that importance of being online is really critical to build trust. The other one is those members, and we've also spoken about it in the previous recording, who struggle to be online. I almost feel like for those of us who are very comfortable with working online, it's our responsibility to get them converted.
I see it as help. Okay. If you see it as converted, I just see it as help.
Yeah.
And to bring them into this new era.
That's right.
Of technology, of productivity, of online
right.
presence.
Yeah.
I see it as transforming them into a newer generation, if
yeah.
you can call it that.
Yeah.
But yes, there are people who battle with this virtual concept. For a lot of people, that they still think it's unsafe to store a document in OneDrive because everybody's going to hack it.
Yeah.
They don't understand the security behind that. So to teach people of the new products and
yeah.
everything that's out there, this wonderful thing that makes us virtual,
yeah.
it's actually amazing. And it's like when that light goes on and you see that you've made a difference in somebody else's life, actually,
exactly.
with what you have done.
Exactly.
Because a smartphone is not only a smartphone now anymore, it's actually a computer.
100%.
And whatever they thought they could do
yeah.
is exponentially bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
it's
cool.
brilliant. It's brilliant what you say. And I also find that if you let somebody into this virtual world and you show them the ropes, they get more comfortable with it. As an example, I don't know if you've noticed, but in the last couple of weeks, Skype calls now come directly as if it's a normal phone call
yes.
onto my device. So I actually don't care anymore where the call comes from. As long as I'm available to take it, I can take it from anywhere. So, and the same with, there is a startup in Africa that's actually, it's called Sorted, S-O-R-T-D, and they have just developed an application that pulls all your different pieces of messaging together, Skype messages, WhatsApps, real SMSs, or wherever, app messages, pull it together into one place. So there is no excuse anymore for us to say that we're averse to the new technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you feel about the regular touch points? You touched on it in the previous recording, but I wanted to talk about that. So can you talk to us a little bit about how should small business owners plan their weekly con calls, shared groups, etc., etc.?
So definitely have collaboration in groups. It's as good as brainstorming.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just virtual.
Exactly.
So you will have your groups that you talk on a daily basis. There would also be, if you have a person that battles to get into this virtual environment, I would suggest to have like daily mailers as well. To get a person from, I know it sounds, but it's if I say this, it sounds like email is old, but it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get them from email
culture.
To,
yeah,
yes, from that email culture to get them into the virtual culture.
I mean,
but still, even if you have that and you've got your mailing system, you still need to have that touch point once a week. That we said, like in the previous session, it needs to be a voice.
Yeah.
There needs to be some interaction that is human.
Yeah.
You cannot go electronic all the way.
Fully agree.
I mean, at the end of the day, I is not there yet.
I completely fully agree. Okay, so in terms of why is virtual collaboration important, I think we've covered it. It's important because you will get people to work towards a common goal. You will get people to understand different cultures and ways of working that will make it easier and open business opportunities. And lastly, you will build trust in the long run by being online, being available, and participating in this very fast world of instant. It is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. So, just some closing thoughts. Do you have any? Should we share any closing thoughts? I'd like this thing you said earlier on about the daily, weekly, and monthly rule.
Yes, you have to have that. So daily for us in our team, in the virtual teams that we are managing, it's a daily. We call it hello, how are you? Just the greeting.
Yeah.
What's on the agenda for today? Is there anything that happened during the time zones that somebody needs to be aware of? During our time zones that we differ with at the moment, there was important decisions taken yesterday, and people that are traveling are not going to the countries that they thought they were going
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
So we've changed that. Yeah. So yes, therefore, very good thing to check in every morning and to give the team an update of what may have happened during their off time. Mm.
That's a good point, Zuanda. So it's also incumbent on the virtual workers, as they find their day's end, to hand over so that the rest of the team, because I mean, if we look at it, there are 4 hours difference between our team members.
It's half a day.
Exactly, it's a half a day. And interestingly enough, one of the team members are responsible for both timelines on the far ends of the countries. So it's a good point that you raise. Make those team members aware that are just coming online or that are going offline, what's outstanding and what has happened when they were gone.
And I think that is also a very good starting point, not to drop in balls.
Yeah.
You always know what the tasks are.
Yeah.
That also helps the team to align on a daily basis.
Yes. Yes.
Not only on decisions that have been taken, but hey, everybody's okay. Mm. Something happened in my country, it was quite big. Mm-hmm. We have, because of that happening, or this event happening, there may be some delays.
Yeah.
It's good to have that check-in, that hello every morning, to know that everybody is okay around the globe.
Yeah, and then formal once a week connection, at least you say?
Yes, formal once a week, and that is normally by voice, just to get that human touch in there. And it doesn't have to be a long meeting.
Yeah.
It can be anything from 15 minutes to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't believe in an hour meeting.
Yeah.
But your preference. It's your preference how you want to run the team.
Okay.
But that has to be there. That human touch has to be there.
And then lastly, as you said, on a monthly basis, that usually wraps up through reporting. Mm-hmm. You can see which deliverables were made, etc., etc. And that
And because you have that touch points during the day and weekly or bi-weekly, it's almost like that report is like the cherry on the cake.
Exactly. There should be no surprises.
Yes.
I fully agree. And just then to that point, the last thing I think we should consider as small business owners, from one small business owner to another, is that some people are better working virtually than not. We said it. You have to understand as a business owner the risk of employing virtual workforce who are not good at working virtually. There are risks, it will make you older. I'm actually 25, I just moved this way. But there are risks involved for a business owner, and if people are not online, if you are unable to get hold of them, even through voice telephone, if you are battling to get deliverables, if they are not meeting deadlines, and that was your point, Zuanda, if they are not meeting deadlines, because you can't manage the time, you have to manage the output, then those are red flags that you have to manage.
And those red flags for me, yes, I understand the financial implication within it, but for me, it's the reputational.
Absolutely right.
The reputational red flag that is so much more.
Yeah.
Because you are building on this brand,
correct.
On this brand of quality and deliverables, everything that you stand for that can be, I almost want to say, swiped away in one minute.
Exactly right. And those people, the virtual workforce in the different countries, you remind me, Zuanda, are your brand ambassadors. And that's why the onboarding is also so important, so they understand the culture and the way to engage. It has been a very fascinating conversation. Thank you very much for your time, Zuwanda. There are some other resources that you can go check out. Go check out the Harvard Business Review. They are really going into a lot of depth about virtual teams and how to make them work the best. And then tech.co has some interesting infographics that you can go and look at from a virtual workforce perspective. We wish you well with managing your virtual workforce. It definitely is the way of the future. Get those who are not on board onboarded properly. Zuwanda, until next time, hope to see you soon. Thank you very much.